As always, your morning dump by brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. So this is pretty cool. And you and I, obviously, even as grown men, talk about dinosaurs a lot on this show because, you know, we're the mind of children.
I like dinosaurs.
Big dinosaurs, little dinosaurs. I like dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. A team of scientists in Arizona believe they've discovered a huge new species of dinosaur. We're still discovering these things, man. Get this, Hunter. Might be the biggest one, longest one ever lived. 128 feet from snout to tail.
Damn. It's a big-ass dinosaur.
It is a big, yeah, what do they call it? The big-ass dinosaur? No, it's called Supersaurus, which I feel like the name could use a little bit of work, you know?
Supersaurus.
Super.
Yeah, I feel like a kid made that name up. We're going to call it Supersaurus.
Mom, can you bring the Supersaurus nuggets? I want those. but this is still, I mean, we know so little. We think we have a good idea of what it was like, and we find these, you know, these bones and
we're so lucky that these things aren't still roaming the earth. Could you imagine? You're walking along the street, you turn a corner. Ha!
You know, honestly, I know dinosaurs are scary, but there was also a lot of other scary things that we've already snuffed out. I'm sure we'd find a way to just make them endangered real quick. Like, oh, yeah, all those dinosaurs that we brought back, now they're endangered once again. Yeah, there's like five left. I don't know.
You brought up a good question earlier. Is that, do you think dinosaur meat tastes good?
It's probably good because, again, dinosaurs are just evolved from, like, basically birds, right? Isn't that the kind of the, or birds are evolved from dinosaurs? Maybe T-Rex tastes like chicken, you know?
Yeah. I bet you it does. You're probably not wrong there.
Put a little, could you imagine, too, like the rack of ribs you could get from like a Stegosaurus or whatever the hell they are? I don't know, I'm just making up names now at this point. I'd
get stuck with like the T-Rex arm. Come on.
A little tiny wing. A little T-Rex wing. what the hell, man? We had the whole thing. Just give me a little bit of the tail or something. Come with some of that drumstick, that T-Rex drumstick. It's ridiculous, man. But, and more terrifying things from the past. Supersaurus. That'll probably be in the next horrible Jurassic Park movie. Is that what it sounds like? What if it just had like a little weak, like, meep, meep. Me, like, what's this? Like, is it scary at all? This is ridiculous. Anyway, Supersaurus in the next Jurassic Park movie. Lastly, we talked about this before, but it cracks me up. We all know about, you know, certain foods considered aphrodisiacs, right? You know, so you eat this food and boing, 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 boing. Example, oysters are in there. Dark chocolates are part of it. What else they got? Chili peppers. Get that heart pumping, get that blood
anything
flowing.
Anything that doesn't taste good, anything that's terrible.
Yeah, why can't something like, mac and cheese, that gets
pizza.
Your pizza.
It makes you horny. That's
great. Because I'm never horny after eating pizza. Usually I'm like, why did I eat that whole pizza
especially
by myself?
Your wife, right? Yeah. She's never. Right?
Honey, do you want to try and do this? You're both breathing heavy and sweating. I guess I've never relied on food because... So you make up maybe like strawberries, okay? Maybe they're like you kind of have like sexy foods, but I don't
pineapple
think
pineapple in that mix somewhere.
Pineapple is supposed to make things taste better. I don't know. I've never sat there and ate a can of pineapples hoping like, all right, this will be good. You know, this will be good for it. Yeah. And just it feel like we're trying too hard. Maybe just trying to make these foods do things for us.
And getting older, I'm good with the pizza and passing out too. You know,
this point I'm too tired to do it anyways. Right. So even if I were to have some chili peppers and some oysters, right.
Can we suck down any oysters for any reason?
Can we just watch an episode of the Tonight Show and go to sleep early on opposite sides of the bed?
Sounds delightful.
Hell, I'm still trying to get my wife and I to get separate beds like they did in I Love Lucy. That's where I'm at.
You know,
all right. We've been there, done that. Really, I'm not going to do anything impressive tonight, so why don't we just go to bed? Let's just go to bed. I'm tired. You're tired. Whatever. So what do we got? We're going to suck down some oysters and get it on, and Hunter's getting the T-Rex chicken
Damn
wing.
Damn it, that's dude. Getting gypped.
Hungry, man.
There's no meat on this bone, man.
Barely fills a cocktail plate. This is ridiculous. All right. That is your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.